I'm a sidekick, my name is Amy. You can really ask me anything. Spiritual ass kicking's what I do, and I'm here to mentor you. You can love your life and make a change. Do it the Amy Scott Grant way. It's the state of the universe. The state of the universe. Amy Talks!
Hey, what's up? It's Amy Scott Grant, your favorite spiritual ass kicker. Today is Saturday, April 3rd, 2021. Good morning. Good morning. I slept the whole night through. How about you? Oh, man. It's amazing when you're getting sort of sketchy sleep and then all of a sudden you get a good night. You're like, hallelujah. Boy, the things you don't appreciate when you're in your 20s and 30s, huh? You're just like, You take good sleep for granted. So, however, I did wake up in the middle of the night. I tell you what, I had a very interesting dream because I really never remember my dreams. Like never. Like if I remember one dream a year, that's pretty on pace for me. However, I would say in the last 3 months, I've probably remembered 3 to 4 of my dreams or more. So it doesn't sound like a lot to remember one a month, but it's like 12 times more than it used to be. So I remember this one part that happened. It was really vivid. I was sitting at my computer working and my phone started buzzing and I reached over and I looked at my phone and there was an emergency broadcast alert. But it was like in code or something. But I knew what the code meant. And I was grinning from ear to ear. And then my computer just started, it was doing something interesting. Like it would show a screen of data. And then that data would sort of fade into code and then the code would just start disappearing. And I was taking screenshots of, cause I was like, oh, I should capture this data. And then after the third one, I couldn't take screenshots anymore. Like it just wouldn't let me. And so I was like, oh, I guess I just need to let this happen. And I felt very peaceful and very happy. So make of that what you will. But then I woke up, here's what's crazy. Then I woke up and I had, I woke up and stretched and whatever. And then I like logged into Telegram and two of my favorite channels that I follow had almost the same message. It was like a confirmation of what had happened. And I was like, wow, that's really interesting. Then I had a message from Diane too. You guys know Diane. She's in this group. And that was like aligned with the same kind of thing. And I was just like, damn, like that's cool. I mean, when I do remember a dream, it's even rarer that the dream is prophetic. Usually what happens is the dream is extremely encrypted. Like it makes no sense. And because I don't like dream interpretation is really not one of my areas of expertise. I've certainly done it now and then when clients have asked, but it's not something that I would tell you to hire me for. It's like not, it's not a strong skill set for me, right? But I have helped clients or I refer them to a website, Dream Moods, which has an A to Z dictionary, which is kind of a pain in the ass because you have to look up every single thing. You're like, oh, I dreamed I was in my house from the 70s and we were playing Parcheesi and then this was playing on the radio. And I'm like, I don't know what the hell that means, right? And then we got to go look up, you know, 1970s and Rumpus Room and Parcheesi and the words to the song and then kind of piece it all together. So it's like following clues. This one was very different. It was crystal clear. And then I did yesterday, something had happened. Actually, I had a great day yesterday. And then something happened that really bothered me. Something our jackass governor did. But anyway, I was like bothered by it. Like I sort of couldn't shake it. And I thought, oh, that's really interesting that I'm still letting this bother me. And that happened in the evening. It actually happened right before I recorded. It's probably why I was like kind of all over the map with you guys in yesterday's recording. But so I went to bed sort of still irritated about that. And I had mentioned it to a friend of mine. And when I woke up, I saw her text response because she's 2 hour time difference for me. So that happens frequently where I text something before I go to bed, which is the middle of the night for her. And then she's up 2 hours before me and texts a response. So you have friends like that, right? You know what I'm talking about. And it was like, oh, you know what? How can we, you know, why don't we do a clearing around this or whatever? Cause like, why didn't I think of that? Right? Like, it's what I do all day for you guys. And I do a lot of clearing for myself too. But sometimes, I mean, I'm human. Sometimes I just get irritated by things or I get spun out. And it takes like one of my friends to go, hey, would you like to do a clearing around that? I'm like, well, duh. Yeah, of course I want to do a clearing. So I knew exactly, I didn't know exactly, but as soon as I started doing it, it all unraveled and it turned into this colossal thing. Of course it did. Why else would it be irritate? Why else would I be irritated over this one little stupid thing? Because it had nothing to do with that one stupid thing. It was part of a much bigger thing. And so the irritation, because I don't like to be irritated. That's an unpleasant feeling for me. I know that sounds obvious, but we all know people who seem to just live and breathe irritation, right? They walk around constantly being irritated. I don't like that. It's very uncomfortable. And so if I'm irritated, I want to resolve it, right? And I just couldn't resolve it last night. But I don't know, something clicked with this dream. And I do think a lot of things get healed in dreams. And so something clicked with this dream. And I woke up and I knew exactly, you know, I saw my friend's text and I was like, okay, let me clear this. And as soon as I started clearing, I knew exactly what to do. And the whole thing just like snowballed into this colossal clearing, not for me. Well, I mean, I'm certain included, not just for me is what I mean. Not just for me, not just for the issue, but actually for the whole state of Colorado and all of its inhabitants. And then that had an even bigger ripple effect too, right? But it was, I ended up doing, so you guys remember we flooded the underground, right? We flooded the tunnels with love. We did that whole thing. It was like a variant of that specifically for Colorado. Yeah, it was really big. And then it became prophetic. And I saw, like I was done with the clearing part. I was done with the part that I was facilitating and the energy shifted. And I started to see how things would play out. And I was just like, oh my God, wow, this is amazing. I'm not intending this. I'm not causing this. I'm not envisioning this. I'm watching a movie. Like I'm watching the future unfold. It was really wild. So, and just a huge sense of peace came after that, right? Right? I'm such a geek about clearing stuff, but because I love it so much. Like it works. It's extraordinary. So anyway, happy Holy Saturday. Tomorrow's Easter. I hope you're having a great weekend. I hope you, if you celebrate Easter, I hope you have some fun stuff planned. I have this picture. I might post it in the group. I sent it to some of my Telegram friends. I texted it to a couple people this morning. I had this bunny when I was really little. I mean, really little, like probably 2 or younger. I loved this bunny so much. And I remember the story and I forget, like I would hear my parents talk about the bunny. Oh yeah, you know, you love this bunny. And then we got tired of feeding it. And so we cooked it and ate it because this is what happens when you have very pragmatic parents and you grow up in the deep South. And I feel like it just felt cherry cringe. But like, I mean, I was 2, I don't know. And then my parents said that I was very nonchalant about the whole thing. Which tells me, I guess the bunny was done, right? So there wasn't any, you know, and my dad's a veterinarian. So I'm sure that there wasn't a drawn out suffering in the termination of the bunny. And I'm also sure no part was wasted because that's like my dad's philosophy. I know that's very Native American and my dad's not Native American, but he definitely has that philosophy. Like, if, you know, if you, like, when he would hunt and stuff, it was like, no, nothing is wasted because, you know, you took that animal. So you're going to use every part of it. Right. But, is this getting kind of macabre for some people? I feel like it might be. I apologize for that. Really how this started was, you know, but the stuff from the basement that was crafty and the like ended up in my office. And so I'm going through that bin by bin. As a matter of fact, I'm like almost halfway through it just in like 2 days. So I'm pretty ecstatic about that. But I came across this pile of old pictures, and there's a picture of me with my bunny in a little cage. Actually, it's a big cage because my dad's a veterinarian. And so he had these big cages, right, for the animal he treated. But it's like me and the bunny in the cage. And when I saw the picture, it brought back how much I loved that bunny. But my mom said, like, years later, I went to school and it was like, oh, yeah, I had a bunny, but then we ate it. Like, I just was very, like, matter of fact about the whole thing. And so when they would talk about, oh, you had a bunny, I sort of like couldn't really remember. I could only remember them talking about the bunny. I couldn't remember the bunny. But when I saw this picture, and you can't even really see my face. I have to post it now, right? Because I was talking about it. Jesus, because this is back when, like, you know, I don't know. If you saw this picture, you wouldn't really thought twice. Now it's kind of horrifying, right? To see like a child in a cage. But my dad was a vet. I played in those cages all the time. I mean, the door was usually open. Also, I knew how to get out. I'm not a bunny. I was a person. So I knew how to get out if I was playing and accidentally shut the door. But it's me and the bunny, and I could just feel like how much I love that bunny. And that was what I thought when I saw this picture. Like, oh my God, I really love that bunny. And I sent a copy to my sister. And you know what? She wrote back and said, God, you really did love that bunny. You loved it so much. I remember that. And I'm like, oh, it's so sweet. So I don't know. Who knows? There could be a bunny in the Grant family future. We'll see. We have thought about getting a pet. We want to get past this, you know, the renovation downstairs first. The guys are working all weekend. They're down there now. You might be able to hear them. And they're coming tomorrow. I was like, on Easter? Really? You guys are okay with that? But yeah, one of the guys has been out of work. Oh, look. She wrote my sister. It's in my sister's handwriting. I was 2 and a half in this picture. And the bunny was named Lucky. Well, to a point, I suppose. Now, that's ironic because my first cat, my dad named, and he named it Lucky. So I guess that was like the only pet name that he knew. Anyway, I promised to do the energy forecast, which I am not doing in my office because it's, well, no, there's no place to sit besides. No, it's a mess. No, not doing my office. But I will do the card draw and I will post that a little bit later. But I hope that you woke up today feeling lighter and brighter. I know I did. I grew up Catholic. I know we have some recovering Catholics in this group, like myself. And Good Friday was always like a really heavy, dense energy. I really didn't feel that until last night, you know? And when I couldn't get that peace, when I couldn't get out from under the irritation around the thing that happened yesterday, I tried to just shift it, right? And kind of focus on, you know, the process that Jesus went through at the end. And not really, I don't really fixate on the crucifixion, so I can't really say that part, but just kind of like the process of what he went through, like going through a very dark time and then not being around for a little bit and then returning in a transfigured format, right? So I was reflecting on that last night, and I think that helped me create some peaceful sleep. But all that to say, if you had a hard day yesterday, if you felt like the last few days have been really dense and intense, I hope that you feel lighter today. I know I do. I feel lighter, brighter. I feel uplifted. I feel like a burden, you know, like, well, I keep hearing the word crux, which is interesting because that's a variant of the word cross, right? But I keep hearing the crux has lifted. So I hope that makes sense to you. And I hope you have an amazing day. And it's my intention to record tomorrow because I said I would record every day for 45 days. So I intend to record tomorrow, but I will do the April energy forecast in a little bit. So thanks for being here. And you know what? And if it hasn't lifted, if you're like, no, Amy, still feel like shit, well, give it time, right? Because I feel like you will feel better today, soon, within minutes, maybe hours, but within minutes. All right. I love you guys. I will talk to you tomorrow. Bye.